From Sincerely, by V. Free Fridays, a detour. This morning, I was doing laundry and I thought about a conversation I had with a friend during our Raya meet up. I love working, she said. I love doing housework, I said. And we both laughed, because our other friends know we each wanted the opposite of what we are now. She didn't like working and hadn't worked in years after having children. And me, well, you guys know my story. Chasing unicorns, working 24/7 around the world, career was always priority. If you could take a snapshot of me right now, you'd laugh. In my caftan, hanging bath mats by the window, wearing house slippers with cute bunny ears coming out of them. Somewhere on the floor are my two smaller kids helping me load the washing machine. In my previous era, at a 10 a.m. like this, I'd be in my third meeting already. Both our predicaments were decided for us. My friend had to start work to provide for her family, and I was forced out of my career. We were pushed in the opposite directions, she and I. And yet can I just say that I'm at awe of how God works so beautifully. We both became women we never wanted to be and we're both eventually happy. How does this mean we humans can actually adapt to any given situation? Or B, we humans think we know what we want in life, but actually none of us really know. Or maybe both. Ultimately, it's a reminder that we humans are so small, tiny, how us. We plan for things, we work towards things, but the decider is never us. We make a 50-page document of a 10-year business plan with professional consultants, but something happens and no, none of these plans will happen. We make a vow of promises when we marry someone to grow old together, but somewhere down the road, no, the journey ends earlier. We make plans to have 3 children, but no, we end up with 1 or 6 or perhaps none at all. It can even be as simple as we make travel plans and book the flights, pack and then no B, flight is cancelled, no holiday, go back home please. When I think about this, it really humbles me and fascinates me at the same time. Because if you really think about it, we humans get upset when our plans don't work out. But who made these plans? Us, mere mortals making plans on God's earth. Then, when they don't work out, we're surprised and disappointed. We've become entitled to our plans. We're setting ourselves up for failure because we forgot the biggest thing: everything belongs to God. Nothing in this life is ours, not our careers, not our looks, not our homes, not our children, not even ourselves. It's all just borrowed, on loan. And that's a hard pill to swallow, to accept that reality. When I embraced that fact and dropped my ego, I started seeing life in such a beautiful way. Wherever life detours me to, whether it's to the Ford stage or the washing machine, I'm smiling because I know if God chose this for me at this time, it's good for me. But that doesn't mean we stop trying, sincerely trying to be the best version of ourselves, sincerely trying out that new job, taking a risk on that new business, learning a new skill, ironing and working hard in all areas of our lives, and then doing the hardest, but most beautiful part, ultimately being happy with whatever God decides for us after that. They planned, but Allah also planned, and Allah is the best of planners. Surah Al-Anfal 8:30. May we embrace this verse in its entirety. Let me know you've read this. Comment with an emoji where life has detoured you right now, for example on my latest post at Sincerella Vivi. See you there. Colon.